This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
I think for the first time ever, I don't know if we've ever led. Usually we find the title of our podcast when we're done. We're like, oh, well, we're going to call it this. But this one, let's lead with it. This one is going to be called House of Villains, Richard Hatch, Door. Sounds like a puzzle on Wheel of Fortune.
House of Villains. Yeah, exactly. This is crazy, little side note. Sure.
Did you see Beth and I saw this last week because we are wheel watchers, or maybe it was earlier this week. I don't remember if it was earlier this week or last week. All my wheels get mushed together
in your wheelhouse.
In my wheel, we are, that is our wheelhouse. 6:30. There are six, whatever. There was a guy that solved a puzzle with one letter.
Was it really?
Yes, it was. It was like in the adventure week or whatever. And it was the trip puzzle, prize puzzle.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the name of, let me find it and see, because I saw it, but I saw it this morning. I forgot about it, but then I saw it this morning on the national news. They're like, if you watch Wheel of Fortune, this was unbelievable.
Here we go. Wheel of Fortune with one letter.
It was like something Alaska, I think.
Now I got to watch the stupid video so I can see it, because they won't just tell you.
Of course.
Shut up, David Muir. Hold on. Is Glacier Bay, Alaska.
Yes.
And what did he have? One A or something?
I think he had S. And I don't know if it was like, and he said, Pat's like, I don't know how'd you do it? He goes, well, I read a lot of maps before or whatever. Because he knew it was I read a lot of maps before in preparation.
So it must have been whatever the category was. It fell into the category, but you got to go with it. I mean, if something pops in your head that fits.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just swing for the fence? Just try it.
Right. You're not going to lose. You don't lose anything.
You might miss, but okay, well, we'll just start filling in letters then if I miss, but if I get it.
The only downside for that is you didn't build up any money, but you win the trip, but you did win the trip because it was a trip puzzle. So you want a trip to Glacier Bay, Alaska.
That's it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was
wild.
Yeah, I like watching. I do like watching, I have to say. It is fun to watch. And it is also infuriating to watch, because the people that get stage hypnosis, or you know what I mean, it's just like, and they aren't thinking straight, and they're calling out letters that have already called out, and all those other little things that happen that make the audience go crazy until you're on that stage.
Yep. And lock up.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So that's crazy. One letter. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off with Centris Federal Credit Union before we get into the muck. Centris Federal Credit Union, our partner and sponsor, and love having them on board with this. They are a credit union. There is a difference between credit union and a bank, and they would love to have the opportunity to explain all the details to you. A lot of information on their website. They can help you from A to Z when it comes to things to do with your money. How to save it, how to grow it, how to use it. If you're just getting your first loan, if you're needing maybe a home equity loan, federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
Okay, so the reason why we have such a crazy, not even crazy, just like, are you kidding me title for this episode, is we started the week off with a freaking bang. There's all these stories. All this stuff was happening. You had the Royals, you had P. Diddy, you had the boat and the bridge coming down. And then everything just dried up.
Yeah.
Like in 2 days. Yesterday was bad. Today's even worse. But everything's just dried up. I don't, like, nobody's talking. If you're talking about the boat, it's really weird how it's being covered in my world. And granted, that's not everybody's perception of it, but it's like you're not seeing a whole bunch of stuff about the company that owned the boat, the captain of the boat, the crew of the boat. And like you said, the crew of the boat was still on the boat for a while.
They still are. As of this morning, they were still on. And they, according to reports, they were still on the boat. I don't know why.
Why and why would that be?
Yeah. And they said that in 48 hours, they're going to be able to start removing the bridge, the wreckage and stuff like that. So maybe they're staying on there because it's a crime scene. I don't have no idea. They didn't elaborate. They just said the crew is still on the boat.
See my da-da-da. I'm just looking here. Lost power. Nobody on the boat was hurt when the bridge came down on the boat. But of course, they were kind of protected by a bunch of large shipping containers.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I wasn't kind of expecting that anybody on the boat would get hurt.
I mean,
they'd probably be at the, just go to the back of the boat.
Right? Because and even if they were just in the boat, when you look at the boat, it's stacked high about, what, 3-4 high of shipping containers? So... Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about a lot of things when it comes to this whole deal. And I think that one of the big things is how long is it going to take to replace the bridge? And this is a large span. And did I hear right that it when they first built this, it was like took years mm-hmm. to build this. But also it wasn't built like bridges are now. They have those pylons all around the base. So no ship could hit one of those support structures in the more recent bridges.
And I know they've been getting, they've been talking about that a lot, and they're bringing up the fact that how many bridges aren't up to standards anymore. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of not shocking because 25, 30 years ago or 40 years ago, whatever, they didn't have the engineering knowledge that we do now. Didn't have it. So things evolve and you can't just flip a switch and change and fix 17,000 bridges.
And I wonder how often that it happens. I mean, this kind of thing obviously doesn't happen very often, mm-hmm. Like rarely. Like, I don't remember the last time a bridge got knocked down in this country. Do you remember the last time?
I remember the last time a bridge collapsed, the one in Minneapolis, but that wasn't knocked down. But that was what? How many years ago was that?
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been 20?
10 years ago? No, not 10 years ago. Was it less than that?
I think it might.
Baltimore collapse.
No, well, I remember we were still at the radio station, and I was still with my ex-wife, my first wife, and because we were going to New York for something, and we flew through Minneapolis and flew over the bridge. We saw the bridge. It was the day after it collapsed, and we saw Matt Lauer in the airport, and it was the day he was leaving. So it was the day after. So it collapsed. They all got there, did their show live. And then the next day, it was when we were there because Matt Lauer was heading back.
2007?
He's heading back to whatever.
Would that make?
Maybe, yeah.
It's been more than 16 years since the 35W bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
August 1, 2007 was when that happened.
Dang.
Holy cow. I didn't realize it was that long ago. And there is a story in here. CNN has a story. It says three ships have hit bridges in different countries in 3 months. Should we be worried? Like that's no. Stop it.
I mean, I don't think worry is the right word.
But it, and in covering the story, somebody was just a talk show type podcast, whatever. And they were just kind of talking about this kind of stuff. They said, it's weird to me that so many people are willing to fly, even though planes are falling apart in the air. But they have no problem driving. And of the two, driving is considerably more dangerous.
Yes.
Right? Nobody has any problem with jumping in a plane and flying across the country, even though the nuts are loose. Oh, the wheel fell off. Oh, the door came off. You know, it's no big deal. It's okay. But anybody will jump in a car and take off.
Not even thinking about it.
Not even thinking about it. But the bridge thing, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's rough. It's got to update it eventually. Like things have to evolve, but there's nothing we can do right like at this second.
That's the hard part is I think that's where, you know, updating things like that, infrastructure, updating bridges and things like that, there needs to be a standard, I guess, because it's really hard to say, you know, we need to replace this bridge. Well, the bridge is fine mm-hmm. until it's not. Yeah. And this was proof positive. The bridge would be fine until somebody ran into it. And the fact that I don't even know what the investigation, if there is one, because they've kind of like not been reporting on the investigation as to how and why this happened.
Yeah. I know you haven't heard much about that. And they're okay. So they said, I think the number was like 16,000 or 17,000 bridges that are built either like this or not properly secured or whatever the term would be. But of those bridges, I'm sure there's a much smaller percentage of bridges that have traffic like that going underneath it. Bridges are ships that can actually knock the bridge down. That's probably a tiny percentage, and those should be focused on first.
Yeah. Yeah. That this, and didn't they close down the whole port while they're doing this? They're closing it. And that was another thing that was, somebody was talking about that too. And you said, why did they close down the whole port? Do they need to close the whole port while they're fixing this? I mean, it's a pretty important port, I would think. And it's a pretty wide expanse. There should be room that they can work on one side while, you know, they can still
think the other. But then the whole, like, is there another entrance to the port? Like, I'm sure they will open it again once because the whole bridge is down, right? Like the whole bridge is there.
Not the whole bridge, just that span.
Okay.
Came down, but the whole bridge is compromised. I mean, the bridge is built in, the way I understood, is built in sections, according to the people I've been listening to. It's built in sections. And so that's why when it hit, it went boom, boom, boom. And you just saw it snap, 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 because that whole thing was part of one piece. So, but the rest of it's all compromised now too. But
and that would make sense because that's the
you're frozen.
Okay. Hold on.
There you are now.
I unplugged my mic. I was standing up. My leg was cramping. Okay.
You know what I think that was? That was a cue for us to get off the bridge.
Okay.
So we'll get off the bridge.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We got nowhere else to go because there's nothing going on with the Royals. There's nothing. P. Diddy, no idea. There's a video that was taken last night somewhere in Florida.
Was it him? Was it not him? I mean,
the fanciest cars and the fanciest umbrellas I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean,
in his defense, if you are P. Diddy, no matter how you got your money, you can't have a $5 Walgreens umbrella. You have to have a nice umbrella.
I don't even know where you get umbrellas like they had. I don't even know where you buy those. Where do you get those? Those are really sharp. Made of leather.
Probably like Ralph Lauren or like whatever those fancy names are.
Big bubble umbrellas. I swear they were leather. I swear to God they were.
Probably.
They looked like it. They were
probably
amazing.
Single use umbrellas too. Use them one time, throw them away. No need to dry off these umbrellas. You just throw them away.
Oh, and then did you see there was debris coming up on some of the bank? I got to go back to the boat again. There was, you just made me think when you talked about that leather, blah, blah, blah. There was debris coming up on some of the shores from the shipping containers. A couple of them, I guess, broke open. And one of them was pelts. People were freaking out because it was all these animal skins, pelts, that were floating up.
Ooh, that's kind of creepy.
And it looked like a murder scene.
That's super creepy.
Until somebody explained.
At least it wasn't like huge, like a container thing full of mannequins. That would be super weird.
Or worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway, sorry to bounce back and forth like that. That kind of hurt. But
yeah.
You just made me think of that for some reason. I was like, oh my God, I did see that, didn't I? So instead of all the main stories, which obviously have no updates, we're just kind of looking around to see what else was out there. And you brought to the table something that Teresa Giudice is talking about.
They just announced yesterday that she's going to be on the show House of Villains. I had not watched that show. It's on E, I think.
E? Maybe? Do you know what the – is it basically a spinoff of
– It's kind of like Traitors. It's kind of like Traitors, but different. Like, I don't know the rules.
House of Villains. Oh, what a –
Yeah.
Wow.
And the cast is like, she had a great time. She was there for 3 weeks, just got back like a week ago, and she has had a really good time. And she said it's going to be exciting to watch. She didn't want to go at first, but then now she's had an awesome time and did well.
Okay. So what's that?
And she, I'm assuming she did well. I mean, she hasn't said, she can't say, but she had a good time. So
they describe it as, hold on, let me go back to this because it's kind of funny. The villains live in a lair that is a cross between the Bachelor House and Big Brother compound and compete in a battle royale.
Oh my gosh. I can
to determine imagine. The winner. Wow, the language. This is amazing.
I can only imagine.
Omarosa is part of this. There's a lot of familiar names on here. A lot of familiar names.
What got my attention?
Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah. I mean, what got my attention when she sent me the link was the first thing I opened up, and it was Richard Hatch, the winner of the first ever Survivor. And I'm like, I hadn't thought of that dude since he didn't pay his taxes in 2002 or one or whatever.
Well, is he even, I see, and I don't see him on the cast list on IMDb.
I don't know. Let me see.
I wonder if this is season, is this season one?
No,
I mean, this is season two, right?
Yeah, this is season two. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Because that's what I was going to, I was just looking at.
Let me grab the link she sent me. It's
season.
Yeah. Wes Bergman.
Okay. Yeah. This is season one. Season one had Abby Lee Miller was on it. Danielle Staub was on it. No, Teresa's listed here. Teresa Giudice, 24. Okay. Here we go. Tiffany Pollard's 24. They've got them all mixed together. Omarosa was last season.
Tiffany. Remember Tiffany New York? Remember New York? She's on there.
Tiffany Pollard, right? Thanks for listening. It's okay.
I never knew her last name. I didn't even know she had a last name. I thought her name was New York. I didn't even know her name was Tiffany, to be honest with you.
But I see Spencer Pratt on here too. Carol Baskin.
Oh, no way.
She was on last season.
Yeah.
There's some doozies. And then Richard Hatch. Richard Hatch. Oh my God.
So I can't wait. We'll talk. Well, she can't. I asked her and she said, I obviously can't come on and talk about it now, but as soon as she can, we'll have Teresa on to talk about her experience on there.
About how that was. So she was on with Richard Hatch, which Richard Hatch, by the way, apparently there's even a story when you type in his name. What happened to Richard Hatch? 2006, he was found guilty of two counts of tax evasion. Wasn't that the whole deal when he didn't know he had to pay taxes on his Survivor money?
Yeah, he thought they covered the taxes. As we learned a lot with John Carroll from CBS, they don't pay for anything, let alone your taxes.
And he went to prison for like, what does it say? 50 months.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yep.
But come on, dude. And he was also, he stripped himself naked too.
Yeah. He was the first guy ever to show his butt on national TV.
So he took that away from every other cast
of
Survivor, which by the way, Survivor 46 is getting ready to kick off. When do you quit numbering them? I mean,
right?
It sounds ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. No, I wish we had stopped. We never, ever numbered our episodes because it's like now we're at over 1,000. It's like, oh, okay. We should have just stopped. Stop the just the title.
Seriously, 369. We got to be near 2,000.
Yeah. We'll have to go back and check.
That's crazy. So anyway, so there's that. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one? The door.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. The famous door, prop door from Titanic, which everybody was floating around on. You remember that famous scene where Rose lets him go and Jack just goes to the bottom of the ocean. So it sells at auction for $718,000.
Craziness.
That is insane. Balsa wood. That's why it floated. So it probably weighed about, I don't know, a pound.
So it couldn't have held both Jack and her.
Well, I don't know. Because it's so buoyant.
Yeah, true. And I guess balsa is the prop in real life. If that had been real life, the door.
Real door probably,
I
don't know. But anyway, somebody says in the auction listing notes, it's revealed that the flotation prop is often mistakenly referred to as a door, but it was in fact part of the door frame above the ship's first class lounge entrance. Get it right, people.
It was?
That's what it says. Based on the most famous complete piece of debris salvaged from the 1912 tragedy. So this was something that they actually did save.
Okay.
After the sinking of the real Titanic, and that's what they made this to look like. It was sold along with a number of other props and costumes by Planet Hollywood. Planet Hollywood had all this stuff. So they had the ship's helm wheel, a dress that Kate Winslet wore for the scenes when the ship sinks, had the axe that Jack Nicholson used in The Shining, and Harrison Ford's bullwhip from Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
Planet Hollywood must need money.
right?
To randomly now sell them.
It sounds like, you know, like one of the offshoot rooms at Michael Jackson's house.
Yeah.
He had all that, or him or Nicolas Cage. They have all this weird shit.
random stuff.
But said that the lucrative sale is no surprise for one of the highest grossing films of all time, but also reignited the fans' reference to the raft's ability to allow two people to float. So everybody started talking about that again. It's already been proven. It could have worked. I think it could have worked. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of cool that they had all that stuff. But yeah, the door was sold.
Yeah, for a lot.
$700,000. So yeah, so that's kind of what we were left with today.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. I think going into it, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That also could be the title of this podcast.
I was just going to say, if we didn't already title it, it wasn't. That'll be the subtitle. It'll be the title will be House of Villains, Richard Hatch and Door. And then the subtitle will be Not As Bad As We Thought It Would Be.
I think it should just be Pat and JT, not as bad as we thought it would
be. We'll change the total overall description of our podcast, but not as bad as we thought it would be. A Herdat Media production.
There you go. Very proud to be associated with Centrist.
God. That's funny. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Excuse me. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Well, I got to pick this frog out of my throat. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Herdat Media production.